The UNMISS Orange Expo is the mission-wide launch of the global 2 weeks campaign, which is called the 16 Days of Activism Campaign to End Gender-Based Violence. And this is a global event that runs from 25th November to 10th of December every year under different themes.
As you mentioned, that is a global campaign. What is the reality, I mean, relative to South Sudan cases?
Yes, of course, South Sudan, as a member of the United Nations and part of the global process to end violence against women, it is also gearing towards, and it has actually been part of the campaign to end violence against women. Just to give you a brief historic background of when this campaign started globally, it was launched in 2009 as UNITE campaign, where government and United Nations partners in every country should mobilize resources and efforts in campaign to end gender-based violence. So this is a part of that process.
Tigist Melka, can you also tell us as to how important is this, this 16 days of activism so far?
It has really been important in terms of focusing resources and efforts into 2 weeks every year towards ending gender-based violence. But this is not to say that the elimination of gender-based violence is only issue relevant for 2 weeks every year. This is something which is also what the mission has in the mandate, to deter and prevent sexual and gender-based violence. But due to the symbolism of 25th November, which marks the International Day of Elimination of Violence Against Women, and subsequent other emblematic days that focus on gender-based violence, that's why this is significant. But so far, there have been so many international and regional and national efforts to ending gender-based violence.
Right. What is the UNMISS Orange Expo that you talk about?
Yes. So, as I said before, the 16 Days of Activism, the 2 weeks campaign, has already been launched globally on 25th November. So the United Nations mission in South Sudan, being the one of the main partners in this area in South Sudan, also is marking the campaign by having the mission-wide launch, so which we call the UNMISS Orange Expo. I would like to mention that the global theme for this year of this campaign is Orange Our World. And for South Sudan, the national gender-based violence subcluster has also a national theme, which is Make Peace Count, End Violence Against Women and Girls. So the UNMISS Expo is basically the mission-wide official launch, where we expect the senior mission leadership will give a high message and a message that would encourage all the mission components in their efforts to deter and prevent sexual and gender-based violence.
As the mission is concerned, and can you tell us as what are your roles in terms of prevention and deterrence of the sexual gender-based violence in the country?
Yes, it's very important question, because in the mission renewal, mission mandate renewal resolution 2406, there has been clear reference to the mission's role in deterring and preventing sexual violence through its different components: the police, the force, and the civilian components. And this expo, we expect, would provide opportunities for all mission components also to showcase how relevant their mandates are, their assigned specific mandates are towards deterring and preventing sexual and gender-based violence. And the gender unit has been coordinating through the Mission Gender Task Force to mobilizing different resources and get all mission components together, so that we have the common message of making peace count and ending violence against women and girls.
Now we want to understand that what is the role of UNMISS doing in case to, I mean, to minimize the gender-based violence in South Sudan.
There have been mission mandates mainly focusing on, of course, the protection of civilians, which also takes a crucial form of addressing issues related to sexual and gender-based violence. supporting survivors, and there has been various coordination platforms that have been set up to respond to those issues of sexual and gender-based violence. So this is also very important and very closely linked to the mission's mandate of protection of civilians.
What message could you have to the people of South Sudan, especially on these 16 days of activism of SGBV?
Yeah, so there has been global efforts to end gender-based violence, and South Sudan is a part of that. And there have been institutional frameworks that are mobilized towards expediting efforts to eliminate gender-based violence. So my really message is let's do all of us, let's do our part to end gender-based violence and to improve the situation of women and girls in South Sudan.
Thank you, there, Tigis Amelka, Gender Affairs Officer, United Nations Mission in South Sudan. You have been a privilege this morning to Radio Miriam Breakfast Show. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Shukran jazeeran lakana Tigis Amelka, mutahaddis an kayfiyat muharabat al-unf dhud al-mar'a fi jenub al-Sudan, wa hiya shagala ma ba'asat al-umum al-mutahda fi jenub al-Sudan, al-hum bidashinu al-layla al-hamla bidam min ajli himayat al-nisa wal-atfal min al-unf.